This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I don't think I've ever seen a group of more incompetent people in my life than Joe Biden's administration. Seriously, look, we've talked about the freak show, the transsexuals and all that stuff, which, again, I don't care about that. I mean, if you're competent, you can do your job fine. But when you lead with that, when that's your criteria, it bugs me. It's like Gavin Newsom. I'm going to select a black senator to replace Feinstein. A black woman. Why? She the best? I always tell people, can you name me one Miss Black America? There are black people in this country that cannot name you one Miss Black America. I'm one of them. I can name you Miss America, and I can name you the first black Miss America, but I can't name you a single Miss Black America. I don't believe if there was a Miss Latino America, there'd be a Mexican I know or a Latino that could name you one Miss Latino America. Why do we do this? Why do we play these kind of games? Anyway, that's the least of Joe Biden's problems. The biggest Joe Biden problem is their policies. The policies are ridiculous. They're crazy. They're insane. And everybody knows it. You shouldn't be teaching racism to kids in school. You shouldn't be teaching kids how to feel bad about the color of their skin. Or that America is so bad, well, it's so bad that as I talked about it in memes the other day, it's so bad, nobody marches to other countries to get in. They come here. They want to come here. The Africans are not going build a wall because Americans are going to come here and overtake it. I don't see people rushing to other shores in those shores going, give us, you're tired and you're hungry. And that's just one example. Gun control. Ask the Israelis, do they wish that they had had their guns recently? Ask some of these other countries. We have no reason to be talking about this nonsense. We have a constitution that says you have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Anything that you do to interrupt somebody else's, you should go to prison. Anything somebody does to go to yours, we have rules for that. You leave people alone, they leave you alone, do what you want. You want to be a freak show, be a freak show. Everybody's got a little freak show in them. I don't care how buttoned up they appear in public, they got something they're dealing with, a demon of sorts. Doesn't matter who they are. Pick your poison. I mean, there's the usuals, or an alcoholic, or a drug addict, or they're sex addicted, or whatever. There's all that stuff. Maybe they're pathological liars. Maybe they're kleptomaniacs. Who knows? Or maybe it's just they don't have the confidence. They feel emasculated or, I don't know, maybe they feel whatever the opposite is, women would feel more masculine than they feel like they should. Maybe they feel like they take on more responsibility than they should. Maybe they don't feel like good parents. Maybe they don't feel religious enough that they should be doing more to help people. Maybe they feel too selfish. I don't know. But you all got something. And no matter how good we think we are not worthy of the grace of God. We're not. Admit it. It's okay. Nobody around you is. I don't care how good they look on paper. They're not. And that's the beauty of being a conservative. A Christian or Judeo-Christian conservative is recognizing that everybody around you is flawed. And we're not judgy. I wish we could explain to all these different special interests, how much of a bill of goods they've been sold on the pure souls of conservative people. I know you. I've met you. You're reasonable people. Easy to talk to. Very communicable. Communicative. Maybe you are communicable. Maybe you are spreading. I know we should be. Anyway, this Biden White House took a serious heat last week, because they posted an image, I think it was last week, of Biden meeting with troops in Israel, and they showed their identities.
They deleted the photo after, but it was on Instagram, but people had already gotten it. Dangerous mistake. Compromising troops. We're talking about special forces, guys. These people were over there to help Israel in the wake of this attack, this horrible attack that has now shown how anti-Semitic the Democrats are, by the way. If you wanted to see it front and center, you got a chance. They compromised the troops' identities. Journalist Sam Shumate shared the edited image of the post, claiming that the White House shared it without obscuring the face of what appeared to be special forces. It didn't appear to be, it was. These are the Delta Force operators. These are the guys that have to operate. Nobody should know who they are. They get a bounty put on their heads when they know that they're part of American Special Forces. And Joe Biden's incompetent administration put their photo out there because they wanted a photo op of Joe Biden looking all tough. I'm surprised Joe Biden didn't come back and say, yeah, I served with Delta Force. We went out on a mission. I can't talk about it, but let's just say I got some kills in. I mean, who knows what that guy's going to say? Maybe Corn Pop was over there with him. Massive fail is what people said. Thousands, hundreds of thousands of people already viewed it. And you can bet, let me tell you, there's a sophistication level with these Al-Qaeda people and these ISIS and that, you know, all these different folks. We dismiss them. We think they're a bunch of, you know, goat doinkers or whatever. But they have sophisticated people working for them. They got billions of dollars of our equipment. They got billions of dollars of money now. And they're building a sophisticated network that was so good, it kept the clandestine agencies from even knowing what was going on. We pay trillions of dollars for people to protect America and our allies, our partners, and it failed. And these goat herders, goat dorkers, ended up attacking Israel. And what does Joe Biden do? He outs our special forces guys. And let me tell you, 25th Amendment should be invoked if you do stuff like this. It's that stupid. But that's the incompetence of Joe Biden's administration up and down the food chain. Because everybody got a trophy and everybody is special interest and intersectional and how they do things. And they're all concerned about their freak shows. They're not concerned about protecting this nation. They're concerned about their freak shows. What's my freak? Oh, does it matter that I'm not confident? So what? I'm a freak. I'm a cross-dressing, heterosexual, lesbian-loving, midget who, I don't know, toad. Pathetic. Anyway, we come back, we're going to talk about more memes and a lot of other stuff. Keep it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference. Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here, founder of the Kevin Jackson Network. Everything that we do in this organization is God-inspired. And I say often, it's all God's plan, because it is. Our merch didn't reflect that message, however. But I got the message, and we retooled things. And as with everything that we do at the Kevin Jackson Network, we wish to inspire and empower. So now we've created merch that showcases the things that create passion. Merchandise that captures the American spirit. Come see our unique products at the Kevin Jackson Network, items that you can't get anywhere else. And we will be adding products routinely, products with messages sure to be seen. Our merch is our message. Are you willing to help us share our message with others? The world is changing, and it's up to us to inspire. Showcase who you are with our products. Visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Got some more memes in, and I always like these. We should probably do a segment of this routinely. Memes reinforce what you already know, but they're done cleverly. And it could be a data point like this one. Biden right, 16%. Biden wrong, 75%. It's based on a poll. And it's so true. Biden, most of the people in this country don't believe that Biden's going in the right direction. They were better off under Trump. And then I want you to rationalize that, juxtaposed to the polling I got that said Biden and Trump are in a statistical tie, even though Donald Trump is winning in, they say, 6 of the 7 battleground states that he supposedly lost against Biden. None of it jives. None of it makes any sense. So you got to look at this statistic. Most of the people believe Joe Biden is wrong. 3/4 of them. Only 16% believe he's right. Apparently the other 9% are either not plugged in or just haven't weighed in on for whatever reason. But even if you gave them to Biden and said 25% of the people think you're on the right track, 3/4 of people don't. And do you think these are 3/4 rich people? You think it's just a bunch of maggots, as they call us? Or do you think it's the everyday working American going, you know what? This is not working out. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Here's our next meme. 19,000 Border Patrol agents, 175,000 IRS agents. 8 times the number of agents to target citizens than target the drug cartels. And here's what's interesting about the IRS agents. The ones who targeted Hunter Biden are pariahs. They're the bad guys. Joe Biden wants more IRS people, but he wants more IRS people who are hell-bent on making your life miserable. You know, you hardworking, pay-your-bills types. Joe Biden can't stand you goody-two-shoes. Here's another data point. Illegals sent $56 billion in cash back to their home countries. This is after they got free education, free lunch, and free health care. Compliments of the U.S. taxpayer. I don't know if that number's right. I believe it is. When I was working closely with FAIR, Federation for whatever, it's American Integration or whatever. It's called FAIR. Anyway, when I was working with them, I believe that was a legitimate data point. $56 billion. Now, that's a rounding error these days. But back in the day, that used to be a lot of money. One guy can be that rich. Every day reality calls and the Biden administration hangs up. That's what Congressman King wrote or said somewhere. And they immoralized it. Memorialized it. That's what I meant to say. I'm getting tired. I am tired. I'm not going to lie. Today's one of those days. It is one of those days. We have been so busy. Hey, before I forget, 500 of you, we're trying to get 500 of my biggest, best fans to give us $20, and we will use it two ways. One is operations, and the second is radio. So our whole thing is going to be promoting the show and making sure that we can survive. But that's what it's going to be about. And it's 10 grand. 5,000 that'll go to operations and 5,000 that'll go to the radio show. When I talk about the radio, I'm talking about promoting it, getting it out there, growing it. And if we do it right, I believe we can get this show to where 100,000 people a day listen to it. Currently, we get about 30,000 downloads a month on our podcast, which I think is sacrilegious. A two-hour show, and we can't get 30,000. I mean, if we spread it out, that's what? I mean, 100 people a day or something for, I don't know, 30,000? That's crazy. It's an okay number, but I want 500 people to support what we're doing. I don't know that we can do it in that ecosystem of 30,000 downloads a month. That means we have an average of 100 listeners a day on our podcast. And I know on terrestrial we have listeners. You want to know why I know? Because there's an area of Utah where one of my buddies goes, "You're a stud in this. They know you. I mentioned your name," and they were like rolling out the red carpet. And I'm on a little signal in Utah. I've forgotten about it. I got to get the call letters here. It's on the website. But anyway, I hope you become one of those. And look, I'm not going to get 500 overnight. It's sad, but I'm not, because I'm shadow banned. But maybe we get 20. Maybe we get 50. I don't know. But whatever it is, it will be a big help to us. And that's what we're going to use to promote the show and grow it. One of my friends, she's certainly become a very good friend. And she's contacting me today. "Kevin, what can we do? How can I help more? I've got time on my hands." And she made a nice donation, and I appreciate you, Ann, for that. But there's more we have to do. We have to get beyond these walls. And we've got a project. I'll tell you, and then we'll get back on to these memes. But we've got a project where a group said, "Kevin, we want you and your nonprofit to go into the inner city and talk education to mostly black audiences." So we're going to be going into the Baltimores and the Clevelands and the Detroits. Is it dangerous? Yeah. Yeah, but we're going to go and we're going to speak truth and say, "Look, guys, some of your kids don't need to go to college. Let's get them to vocational school. Let's get them learning stuff. So the ones who do, let's make sure that expense is done right. Let's put them at a level that they can learn so when they come out, they have a legitimate degree. Things like that. And that's through my nonprofit. So if you decide you want to do something there, you can go to seekingeducationalexcellence.org. And that's all tax deductible there. But we still need those 500 people that are going to support us monthly, recurring, with $20. That's it. It's, what's that? One cup of coffee at Starbucks these days? Oh, 1 gallon of gas under Joe Biden? I mean, it's not that much anymore. You know, let's get back to these memes. Criminals obey laws like politicians follow their oath of office. So true. We let these politicians tell us what we want to hear. And I tell people all the time, stop investing in politicians. Invest in groups that keep politicians honest. That's better money spent. Here's another one. In the event of a civil war, I'm not afraid of the Biden voters. Half are dead and don't exist. The rest don't know what gender they are. Hear, hear. But I'm not going to mess with the sissies. I've seen some sissy fights, but occasionally a sissy can fight. So it isn't about gender. That's not how you do war. But here's the thing about, forget gender, sexuality. The thing about war is, I don't care what you are. Just be prepared to fight. And here's the one that I think is the best. Fair elections would end the Democrat Party. Completely agree. I'm 100% positive. If we have fair elections anywhere, including the inner cities, a Democrat couldn't get elected. Not in most places. I got to leave it there. We'll be right back.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Roughly 900 troops being deployed to the Middle East to bolster U.S. force protection capabilities in that region. U.S. forces in the Middle East, meanwhile, encountering attacks from militias with ties to Iran. Brigadier General Pat Ryder says these assaults have involved the use of drones and rockets. The U.S. military reporting a Chinese fighter jet Tuesday came within just feet of hitting an Air Force B-52 bomber over the South China Sea. The Chinese pilot flew within 10 feet of the B-52, putting both aircraft in danger of collision. The United Auto Workers Union celebrating a tentative deal reached with Ford. The development could mark the potential end of the strike affecting Detroit's major automakers, which has gone on since September. Corey Myers, USA News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I got this story. I was wondering if AI will prevent an error where you get arrested because of a facial recognition error. I mean, AI should certainly prevent that, right? Maybe if they're scanning a retina or whatever. Because they tell you, people that, you know, that say, oh, this is the person, he looked like this, or they do a sketch. They forget little details. Karen Sawyer took the week off of work to get her husband Alonzo out of jail. Oh, Alonzo? You know he's supposed to be in jail. Name Alonzo. I'm just kidding. Anyway, she knew he was asleep on the couch with her at the time. The police alleged he assaulted a bus driver near Baltimore and stole the smartphone. So the woman's at the police station, and she's looking at the possible software matches or whatever, and she looked at details of the photo, and she took out the phone that her daughter had, and her husband is taller than the suspect in the video, she explained, and has facial hair and gaps between his teeth. His right foot slews out when he walks, something she did not see in the video footage of the attack. So she said, my husband is 54 years old. This guy looks like he could be our son. And Alonzo was eventually released after 9 days in jail. I don't know how interesting this story is to you, but I see the future. I see a future where, you know, we got facial recognition everywhere. And, I mean, maybe AI makes it better. But would you want to spend 9 days in jail because some software looked at the CCTV footage and then said it was you? You have no record, but your face has been put into the system, probably without your permission, and so next thing you know, you're in jail. She says he missed the Gladys Knight tribute show that the wife was going to do, and he also missed his work as a barber. He also couldn't complete a construction contract that he secured. So here's what the lady said. I'm just grateful I was able to do all the labor and running around, because had I not, he'd still be sitting there for something that he didn't do. And this took place in the spring of 2022, but the story just came out not that long ago. Now, the lady said, around the time that Alonzo was released, the victim in the bus incident identified another man as the suspect in the video, a guy named Dion Ballard, who's 7 inches shorter and more than 20 inches younger than Alonzo. Ballard's mother and the police officer who arrested him confirmed the identification, according to a document that was, you know, part of this trial. The Maryland Transit Administration Police didn't want to talk about it. The state's attorney for Baltimore County declined to confirm Ballard and Sawyer were arrested for the same crime. So This guy could have gotten railroaded. As it turns out, Lonzo is not that great of a guy, though. He was also in jail for a separate crime. But still, it does speak to where things could go. All right, going to move on. Here's a story that I find absolutely terrible to think about. 1 in 3 girls want to die. Here's the latest data from the CDC. Shows that females today are overwhelmingly miserable and unhappy, with 1 out of 3 of them now considering suicide as a solution to their hopelessness. Radical feminism, folks, has brainwashed 3 out of 5 girls into hating their lives. 33% of women now contemplating suicide as a way out of their, as this person writes, globalist hell. What's especially troubling about this report is how it runs counter to today's conventional wisdom, wrote Auguste Mayrat in a column about the suicide trend, which has spiked 60% since a decade ago. That's insane. After all, our society allegedly celebrates women more than ever and offers abundant opportunities to girls. I want you to think about what we're talking about here. A decade ago, this suicide is up 60% since a decade ago for women. 60% in a time when women are supposed to be more free than ever, right? Women are supposedly doing much better than men in critical areas. They outnumber men in college. They outnumber men in the workspace, in the workplace. Moreover, they write, strong female protagonists abound in popular movies and television shows. Women have more representation in politics and sports. Schools continually push girls to achieve and break glass ceilings. No longer do women or girls live in a world where they're expected to find a husband, have children, and submit to a lifelong domestic drudgery. They can do anything. And yet, they're not happy. Why is that? I have a theory. I have a theory that girls and women are not happy because the natural instinct of a woman is to want to find a good partner. And I don't mean this in a LGBT sense. I'm saying a good man, a good partner, somebody to live their life with, to have children with and raise those offspring. And contrary to popular opinion, most women do want children. Oh, there's some that don't. And I have no problem if they don't want it, that's okay. But it's not instinctual. It is instinctual for a woman to want children. It's even instinctual for a man to want to see his children, you know, grow. I mean, look at any animal in the animal kingdom. They are willing to battle it out with the biggest, baddest, you know, buffalo, lion, tiger on the in the safari. Yeah, or on the plains, wherever. They're willing to battle the bears, anybody. Oh, they actually get ready for it. There's a season for it called rut, and they fight it out. Why? Because they want their seed to go again. They want generations of their own. So what is it? Women have demanded equality, but what has that meant? What has it garnered for them? And here's the truth. Absolutely nothing. Nothing. Because they sacrificed the jewel of, I think every time something like that comes up, I think of a movie, The Jewel of the Nile. It's not just the Nile. The jewel of civilization is womanhood. The ability to carry a being inside of your body. Look, I ain't gonna lie, I don't want it. I've been raised a dude, I don't want it. But whatever that instinct is that made a woman purely a woman, I guarantee you there's something inside of her that says, I want to carry a seed inside of me. I want to carry civilization in my womb. And there's a part of me as a man that says, wow, what a feeling that must be. I don't want it because it's not part of me. It's not part of my DNA, my being as a man. But I do envy women for some, you know, a little bit to say, wow, you have that opportunity. That's amazing. You know, God was smart in not gifting that to a dude. Not in the way we think of things. We wouldn't do it. The guy goes on to say, in other words, females have everything The most militant predecessors demanded in the name of equality, but their unhappiness levels are off the charts. And so much so that many young women just want to die in order to quell their persistent misery. And let me tell you, the pressures that society puts on them to continue this ruse, I think that's part of the problem. He writes, girls will be happier if they rejected toxic femininity and embraced their God-given femininity. I completely agree. And the answer is, in terms of how we got here, it is toxic femininity, a.k.a. feminism, leftist feminism, branded and sold to girls as a panacea. This will fix everything. You can have all the sex you want, promiscuity. You don't need a man, blah, 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 whatever. In fact, have a woman. Have a little bit of both. Who cares? These are the reason they're miserable. And I think people know this. And so now we've got this complete confusion in sexuality and gender, quote, norms. And again, I don't believe that a woman has to be a cook or clean the house or whatever. Everybody should be pitching in a household, man, woman, and child. And it's uniquely whatever your situation is in your home. If your father is the chief cook, the chief child giver, child taker carer or whatever, fine. And if mom is a mechanic and she can fix the car, fine. Not a problem. But there's still some gender roles that need to be there for things not to be upside down. I think men should be protectors. Now, if your wife's a kickboxer, you may not be that. You may not have to be that. But there's something about her that still wants you to be that to some degree. Anyway, I'm not going to solve it here. But I think it's pretty sad that 1 in 3 girls wants to commit suicide. That's a sad state of affairs. That's something the feminist movement should be looking into. Somebody should study. What are they doing wrong? Which is a lot.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a donation.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We have a tendency to think that our enemy, we underestimate people. And I don't know if it, I'm not saying it's a blanket thing, but I believe in America we do. And Joe Biden is a perfect example where he says, he was asked, could we fight wars on two different fronts? And he gives this cocky answer.
Are the wars in Israel and Ukraine more than the United States can take on at the same time?
We're the United States of America, for God's sake. The most powerful nation in the history, not in the world, in the history of the world. The history of the world. We can take care of both of these and still maintain our overall international defense. We have the capacity to do this, and we have an obligation to. We are the essential nation, as to Paris Pitfrey, the former Secretary of State. And if we don't, who does?
If we don't, who does? And it reminds me of Barack Obama when he was talking about Iran. And he said, they're tiny. What are we worried about?
Strong countries and strong presidents talk to their adversaries. That's what Kennedy did with Khrushchev. That's what Reagan did with Gorbachev. That's what Nixon did with Mao. I mean, think about it. Iran, Cuba, Venezuela, these countries are tiny compared to the Soviet Union. They don't pose a serious threat to us the way the Soviet Union posed a threat to us. And yet, we were willing to talk to the Soviet Union at the time when they were saying, we're going to wipe you off the planet. And ultimately, that direct engagement led to a series of measures that helped prevent nuclear war and over time allowed the kind of opening that brought down the Berlin Wall.
Well, I'll tell you this. I don't have a problem with anything that he said in terms of you should be able to peacefully resolve things, but it depends on the leader. Look at how Barack Obama did it through appeasement. Look at how Joe Biden's doing it through appeasement. They let these guys grow to the level of strength to where you can't negotiate with them. And they're radicals. I mean, say what you want about the Russians. They are not as radical as these crazy people that have been fighting wars for over 1,000 years. But here's what I want to say. We underestimate them. Joe Biden underestimates them. Barack Obama underestimates these people. These are bright, bright people. And say what you want, but if you tell me, Kevin, put your intellect into something that's going to protect your country, I will put my full intellect, bar none, and I will become a zealot. I am a zealot for this country, as many of you know. Anyway, I figured this out. I know how Hamas will never have to worry about terror attacks, their terror attacks. It's very simple. Donate to the Democratic Party. Yeah. And the reason why I'm talking about this, I'm talking about the cash flow, the money flow. We've given them billions of dollars of equipment. We've given them billions of dollars. And we can track them. We can say, oh, we can cut your banks off and things like this. These people are not stupid. They're now going to crypto. Look at what happened with Sam Bankman-Fried when he gave millions and millions of dollars to the Democrat. The man who ripped off investors for billions. The guy described as a wunderkind was little more than a fraud. He's like Fauci for the crypto industry. And he was created by and sponsored by the Democrats. And like Bankman-Fried, Hamas is financed by the Democrats of this country. And here's what I'm telling you. They're getting smarter. They know how to use social media. They know they put together a clandestine attack against Israel that none of the clandestine services knew anything about. Now, partially, that's probably because we've been infiltrated, and so they figured out how to keep it secret even inside of our government, which is a shame. But I'm going to tell you, these terrorists know how to hide their money. They know how to do the things it takes to wage war. And the bigger we let them get, the more determined they become, the worse this metastasizes. This cancer goes from being a little spot to being what can kill you. Here's what CNN said. The U.S., along with some Middle Eastern nations, are stepping up efforts to target a secret Hamas investment portfolio they believe to be worth up to $1 billion. Now, between us girls, I'm going to tell you, $1 billion is very tiny compared to what Hamas and those guys are starting to build up, the money. We're giving the money that we're giving to some of these so-called wars, $113 billion packets for this or that they don't even want to separate out. In a time of helping Israel, they're going, no, let's fund Ukraine and let's also fund, you know, whatever. I know there's three things that I was reading about that they funded. Ukraine, Israel, and some other slush fund. Billions of dollars. If you think that they're squabbling over $1 billion, it's nothing. These guys are going to tie their money up into crypto. Let me tell you what I predict. You're going to find crypto is going to make a recovery because the crooked money of these terrorist organizations is going to be there. It's going to be in there. I think it's a rounding error, $1 billion, for what will ultimately be extorted from Joe Biden. Now consider this. They have dozens of American hostages. They've been releasing them little by little. That's optics. Oh, they released a couple of hostages. Yeah, after they've used them up. Yeah, but what do you think? They give you a couple of hostages, you go, oh, well, listen, that's an olive branch right there. Israel, stop bombing them. But what about the dozens of other ones that are being negotiated for? And I talked about this earlier with Qatar. They're supposedly negotiating for us, right? What do you think they're getting for these hostages? You think these hostages are being released for free? Wait till you find out. If you ever do, pallets of cash being dropped in the middle of the night. Don't think this stuff is for free. And that $1 billion, I'm telling you, that's nothing. But look at what Joe Biden gave the Iranians in a 5-for-5 hostage swap, where he gave them $6 billion additional dollars in lifted sanctions that equate to billions of dollars of revenue for them. Billions. Now they can export their oil. There's no embargoes, nothing. They go on. To target the Hamas investment portfolio, a U.S. official said, the Treasury Department is working with members of Gulf Cooperation Council, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Kuwait, Oman, Bahrain, and the UAE. Following the Hamas terror attacks, U.S. and Saudi officials convened an emergency meeting in Riyadh of the Terror Financing Targeting Center. We got something for everything, don't we? There's a center for everything. Except finding the corrupt politicians in America. Doesn't seem to be a center for that. Anyway, let's see how it works out. Because, see, Biden's foreign policy, to me, always ends in disaster. Maybe you differ, but I've written about it. Biden pretends to care about Israel. But I'm a little confounded since he's the one who funded the attacks on Israel. And I love this statement by CNN. I'd like to read this to you. The U.S. official says there's been a redoubling of efforts since Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel to use the TFTC. So my question when I read that, there's been a redoubling of efforts, which means that there was a redouble before, which means there was a doubling of efforts, which means at some point there was an effort. You follow me? If there's a redouble, it means you've redoubled from redoubling. If you've redoubled from redoubling, it means there had to be a double so that you could redouble. And if you doubled, it means it had to begin with something. You follow me, right? What is it? What effort have we put into freezing their money and knowing what they're doing and all? Because I don't see the effort. Typically, we can follow the money. I mean, I watched Jack Ryan, where Jack Ryan said, these cash deals right here are different than anything else. And then he goes on to find the terror cell. We're not doing that. I'd like to know when the Biden administration offered an actual effort in Israel, much less the doubling of it, and of course the redoubling and redoubling of those efforts, which is laughable because Hamas attacked Israel and killed over, I don't know what the number is now, has it gotten to 1,500? And the attacks still continue. Biden's feckless military intelligence, coupled with his funding of this attack, reminds me of the saying, with friends like Biden, who needs enemies? I want to see some sanctions. They said Treasury leveled sanctions on individuals that officials say are managing assets in the secret Hamas investment portfolio. I'd like to know how that's going. They value it between $400 million and a billion. I'd like to know how they're doing that with blockchain technology. You don't know who's doing what. I mean, I'm not looking for somebody to give us the way the sausage is made, but I just don't believe them. They tell us what we want to hear. And they think we're just going to drink the Kool-Aid. We're not me.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.